Hello and welcome to Empathy HIT. Your host, Dr. Sandy Whitehouse, is the CEO and CMO of Ticket Help, an award-winning global provider of digital solutions for capturing data directly from and communicating with vulnerable people within diverse populations. On this podcast, Dr. Whitehouse chats with providers, partners, and industry leaders on topics ranging from digital empathy to social determinants of health, to rethinking how we collect information critical to improving health outcomes.
Welcome to Empathy HIT, where today I am excited to speak with Michelle Weston, a senior analyst with Black Creek Community Health Center, whose vision is to build a healthy, resilient, and empowered community where people are connected and support each other. Michelle has spent more than a decade helping deliver comprehensive health services and programs that enhance community health and well-being. Selfless service, to say the least. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Sandy. Thanks for having me here today.
Oh, you're really one of my heroes, Michelle. And I was not at all surprised when you just went ahead and set up a pop-up vaccination clinic right in front of your community center. Can you tell us more about the impacts of COVID and the pandemic on the community you serve?
Yeah, when COVID first came out, many of us who've been working in the community for many years weren't at all surprised when we actually were seeing higher rates of COVID in our area compared to other parts of Toronto. So we know that in our community, folks are facing a lot of barriers to good health. We've got newcomers, people who are not insured, many, many essential workers, people who can't take time off to be sick. So unfortunately, we've seen higher rates of COVID in our community. So it's had a very, very strong impact with us.
Right. That must be really challenging because your work environment is challenging to begin with. You mentioned that, you know, that it's a very diverse and vulnerable population. And I know that you're very passionate and driven and that you've taken on a number of projects in your community. Can you tell us about the work that you're doing in Black Creek to empower the community to live their healthiest lives?
So Black Creek Community Health Center is an organization that's actually been in the community for over 30 years, and we provide primary care as well as health promotion services. So we really focus on reducing or eliminating those barriers to care. So whether it's providing, you know, diabetes education to our community or cooking programs, exercise programs, mental health counseling, all of these we do with a lens of the social determinants of health and really looking to treat the person in a very holistic manner, looking at ways in which they can better engage in their health, be more informed, and really become more empowered to make those better health decisions. We work really closely with our local partners to also bring health services into the community as well. So that's why it was really important recently with our work in COVID that we are able to bring testing out into community, bring vaccination clinics into the community to remove those barriers to care.
So one of the things that you're saying is that for this really diverse community that faced so many challenges, that you are able to bring really a wide range of services and that you try and make those services appropriate to the needs so that you can have the greatest impact. So can you tell me, as part of that quality improvement and knowing what is needed, Black Creek really has been seen as a trailblazer in the use of digital empathy to get higher quality and better data from the population to then more better understand the needs. And digital empathy is a paradigm where we really look at four pillars. One is trust, another is confidence, another is empowerment, and finally engagement, to connect with populations and help them to feel more engaged. Can you give some specific examples of how that digital empathy has helped you gain greater trust with vulnerable populations?
For sure. So Black Creek Community Health Center, we really have a vision of care that is very much person-centered. So as you mentioned, Sandy, it's very much around understanding the community, understanding your patients and your clients and what their needs are and where they're coming from. And it's really important for us to listen to community and to get a better sense of what is happening in their lives. What are the barriers that they're facing? What are the strategies they're using as well? So we've had an opportunity to actually use technology in a few different ways over the past years to better engage with our community. We've done research projects with local universities to use smartphones so that people can help track their diabetes better and connect with a healthcare professional using their phone. And most recently, we've worked with Ticket to incorporate a digital version of our client experience survey. And the client experience survey has been a really key part of how we're engaging and listening to our community and our clients. In the past, we've always done client experience surveys. It's given us an opportunity to hear from people about what services are working for them, what improvements that they need. All of these are around enhancing their care, creating better access to healthcare services, and improving the quality of the care they're receiving at Black Creek. So when we're able to work with Ticket and create a digital version of our client experience survey, it just gave people a means in which they can communicate and engage with us. So using tablets, using an online version of the client experience survey, using a text-based version of the client experience survey was about providing technology, meeting them where they're at, giving them the space and time, an easy-to-use tool so that they can share with us what their experiences are so that we could better improve our care for them.
Sounds like that data is very valuable and has been able to impact your services. What I had also heard was that Black Creek was able to increase the survey responses by 300%. Which must have given you a much greater quantity of data, but you're also able to reduce your administrative costs and overhead by 50%. Can you tell us how you achieved those impressive results?
For sure. So when we started using our client experience survey, it did take a lot of administrative support, whether it's volunteers, staff, or students to give out the paper survey, spend the time collecting the responses, entering them in, analyzing them. And it was extremely time consuming. So we knew that we needed to improve our efficiency. So being able to provide a digital version of our experience survey helped reduce that time and helped reduce the time in which we spent looking at that paper and collecting those results. But what was really important and a bit surprising for us was how quickly our clients were able to adapt to it. It made them feel that they were able to participate in something that was really innovative and really new for our community. And with that, we were able to actually get more survey responses, which led to, you know, better uptake and, again, gave us that live data that we could also track on a more regular basis to, again, make those changes and make those improvements to their healthcare. So I think overall, it's been a great improvement in our efficiency, in our workflow, and ultimately helping us better improve our services for clients.
Yeah. So leading on from that, can you tell us how that high fidelity data actually impacted your physicians and caregivers with more accurate understanding of what they were doing and how they could serve the population?
For sure. So one of the things that we do look at in our client experience survey is access to care. So for instance, we will ask questions around how easily is it for a client to book an appointment to see their physician or nurse practitioner? Is it same day? Is it next day? Is it 20 days? And really looking at what our clients are experiencing as far as access, is it taking them a long time to book an appointment when they really need one? Or are they able to get one quickly? From that, we were able to take that data and look at how our appointments are being booked, look at ways in which we can incorporate better appointment models so that ultimately improve access. So an example was a few years ago, we realized that it was taking a few days for people to see their doctors and nurse practitioners, and that was coming out of the data we were seeing in the client experience survey. With that, we were able to incorporate what we called advanced access appointments, where people could actually call the day of, and we had specially set aside appointments so that they could actually call and make a same day appointment to see their physician or nurse practitioner. So that data helped us incorporate a new appointment model system, which then reduced the wait time in which people had to wait to see their providers. So using that data has helped us increase access.
Yeah, sounds like a win-win situation for that, win for the patient and for the entire team that is working there. Thanks, Michelle. Okay, so we close out our conversation today. What inspirational message would you think you could leave with our listeners as we continue to struggle in these difficult times? You are really in the trenches, but with your head well above in terms of being able to make a difference. So love to hear what you could say.
I think I just continue to be inspired by the resilience of our community. Everyone has been through a lot, but I've seen community come together. I've seen community demand better service for themselves and more resources. And I think when there is a problem in community, community needs to be front and center in the solution. And I'm very proud of the community that I work in. And I encourage all of us to listen to community because they know what they need.
Thank you. And we are very thankful that you are there doing this really important work. So thanks again, Michelle.
Thanks so much, Sandy.
Thank you for joining us today. You can follow the conversation on Empathy HIT on Healthcare Now Radio or at tickethealth.com or at #digitalempathy. and be sure to follow Dr. Whitehouse on Twitter @SandyWhitehouse.